Coast 93.1 at 6:25. Good morning, Blake and Eva show. Todd's here from News Center, Maine. You know, we joke around, we had a message from a listener who said, I love when Todd comes on your show and you don't even talk about the weather. You just talk about other stuff. And then he has to go on TV before he even does the weather. So he has his one job on the show. You don't even let him do.
Right.
And I'm like, well, no, sometimes the weather's not the biggest topic. But today it kind of is.
Yeah.
Today it kind of is because we're getting this nor'easter. And I just saw up on TV, Todd, I didn't realize you didn't give me the alert. This is not just a nor'easter. This is a bomb genesis.
A bombo genesis.
Bombo Genesis, which sounds like a big black drag queen's name, doesn't it? I'm Bombo Genesis. Hello, Houston. Right? How about that? We have a Bombo song.
Right.
How about that?
So take what your is bonbon? Oh yeah, that's bon.
That's the bonbon. Yeah. Of course, Eva comes back to how can I get food in here somehow. So, that's some meteorological term that Al Roker used once, and now whenever it happens, everyone knows about it.
Right.
Right? That's pretty much the way it went. I feel like I'm having like an Al Roker thing today.
Yeah, you're anti-Al?
I'm not. I really like Al Roker. It's just that it's just ridiculous. I don't consider... Well, whatever. I'm going to sound like a snob now. If I needed to understand meteorology and have someone explain the intricacies of weather to me, I would go to Todd. I wouldn't go to Al Roker.
That's so nice.
You know what I mean? Like, well,
or
just
like
because
Jim Cantore or something like that.
He's kind of a tool. I wouldn't go to him either.
Oh yeah.
You know, like I just don't think of Al Roker as the weather expert. I think of him as the fun guy on TV who gives the weather.
I agree with you.
And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Lester Holt goes on TV last night and says, you know, a nor'easter bearing down on New England. Al Roker is here. I'm like, oh, thank God. When I'm staring down Bombo Genesis, I'm sitting there going, God, I wish Al Roker were here to help me.
Right. You know? I mean, it's kind of funny. You're right, because I mean, he really does know his stuff in his science
and
meteorology.
Right.
But most of the time, he's doing, you know, like funny bits and they're cooking, you know, meals and eating food and interviewing people. So,
like, if I needed a good recipe for a prosciutto wrapped chicken, I'm going to Al Roker.
Exactly.
But if I want to know what Bombo Genesis is, I'm going to Todd Guttner.
Well, wait a minute. Todd's busy playing cinema and how much are avocados and he doesn't know that lady's undergarments.
Well, that's because when we don't talk to him about weather on the big weather days. But when it comes to weather, then Todd knows what he's talking about, and he can explain it to me.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And it's synonym.
Playing synonym cinema, which is the actual name of the game, doesn't detract from his weather knowledge. It just enhances his personality.
There you go. Hmm.
So anyway, nor'easter coming, and we'll get to that in a second. Did you see the guy who introduced his family on Wheel of Fortune and said he's in a loveless marriage?
Oh my gosh, it's hilarious.
This has gone all over the place, but this is on Wheel of Fortune the other night. You know, normally it's like, you know, my perfect wife and my beautiful daughter and my incredibly talented son. You know, like they normally have the best adjectives. Not this guy.
Hello, Blair.
Hello.
Blair Davis, Cardiff, California. Own the trucking business, it says here.
Small trucking business in San Diego.
Good for you. And talk about your family.
I've been trapped in a loveless marriage for the last 12 years to an old battle axe named Kim. She cursed my life with three stepchildren named Star, RJ, and Ryan, and I have one rotten grandson.
I just love that.
Isn't that great?
Because I always hate those introductions because they're always so over the top, fawning over their family. It just seems so
fake,
sappy, sugary, syrupy, sweet. I just hate that stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
It is. It's just fake. And then Pat's like, oh, that's great. Let's play, you know. And he was like, I'm in a loveless marriage with an old battle axe named Kim. And I was like, no, that's my kid. I'm rooting for him.
Exactly.
I don't even know if he won, but.
Did you see him, though?
He didn't. He didn't win.
Oh. Did he have like a 4-foot beard?
Yes, he did.
He had a big beard?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah, he looks like a penitentiary guy minus the tattoos.
A penitentiary? Wow. Someone just pulled out a word from the 1800s. He looked like a penitentiary guy.
He gets sent to the pen, right?
Oh my gosh. Well,
wow, that word came out even before Huskow. Remember?
Oh my gosh, Huskow.
Yeah, he looked like he served in the penitentiary.
Yeah, he must have been like a leper or something.
It was right before he discovered penicillin. All right, Todd's got to go on TV to do his real job.
Yeah.
But Todd, if you were going to bake a prosciutto wrapped chicken, about how long in the oven?
Well, let me tell you, 350, 25 minutes. No, today, not bad, actually. Mostly sunny skies, high near 60. Tonight, the rain arrives by midnight, pours overnight, pours tomorrow morning with damaging wind gusts potentially then. We could have some power outages. Tapers off tomorrow afternoon. Back to a little sun on Friday and a lot of sun over the weekend.